said I would do it. And so that was right around the time when Joe would, let me see if I still have it on the phone here. I think I do it for the police. I had it just in case I...
I saved it, too, in case you don't
know. Yeah, I bet you did.
Yep.
I bet you did.
Six 11. Mm-hmm.
So I don't know... where was I at 6:11? I'm not sure. I might have been at Matt's still, mm-hmm. or I think I just come back from Matt's.
Okay.
And I wanted to take Rosie for a walk. Mm-hmm. Would you like me to bring your bike over?
Was that in quotes? In euphemistic quotes?
No.
Okay.
I can be there in 1.5 hour. Why did you start it with you up? You up?
Totally laying the groundwork for a slumber party here.
I thought about
it. 6:11.
And then an hour later, I actually did not see that until 7:17. Mm-hmm. And I wrote, sorry, just saw this, was going to take Rosie for a walk. Can we do it later or tomorrow? When I say tomorrow, you know it's tomorrow, right?
Yeah, I knew you were pushing it, but you know, I thought I would be accommodating. You know?
Whatever works best for you, I'm still at shop. Okay, I'll text you when I get home.
Hashtag time's up, man.
Okay, I'll text you when I get home, I say. And he goes, cool. Cool.
Yeah, cool.
And then at 9:10, I waited all the way till 9:10. Sorry, lost track of time. I did not lose track of time.
Yeah,
you
let
know
me
that.
Down hard tomorrow. Yeah.
And then he wrote, the tyrant. Your time is a tyrant.
Time is a tyrant.
Gary
yeah.
Meyer line. I'm good if you're still up for it. I'm like, oh, fucking yeah. Nine. It's 9:15, man. It's 9:10.
Hey, man.
No, we're not going to have a late night bike
drop
bike
off
handoff. Mm-mm. Why don't you get on and let me adjust the seat?
Yeah. Well, it's humid out today.
I mean, you
want
to have just a slight bend in your knees.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, kind of like that.
Right there, right
what
in this area.
What about a light?
And how does your butt feel on the seat? Is it? Yeah, that seems about right.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, the seat's so warm now. I said, can we do it tomorrow or Tuesday? Now I put it to Tuesday.
Yeah.
Is that, you know, now he's like, you know, I mean, next thing you know, we're going to be nude in the pool.
I was trying. It was dark.
Wrestling.
Hot.
We'll be wrestling in the pool.
It's a warm night.
I know. It was a nice
yeah.
night. And, I, you know, I don't trust myself around you.
Mm-hmm.
No problem. Just let me know. Have a good night. Thanks. You too.
Yeah. You know.
I did not put an exclamation point. After,
hashtag you too.
No, he have a good night, exclamation point. I just wrote, thanks, you too. I didn't put an exclamation mm-hmm. point.
Yeah.
I didn't want to lead him on anymore.
No.
Yeah. You know what would make it a great night?
That's a show of excitement, too, the exclamation
yeah, it
point.
Was.
So.
Well, you know,
mm-hmm.
an exchange
no, I appreciate
with
it.
You is always
I appreciate
exciting.
It, but I wasn't, you know.
No, I know. I know.
And how
I
quick know are Joe's know. Responses after you text him?
Pretty instantaneous.
Instant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Instant. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It must be up on a big screen somewhere in the bike shop.
Yeah. Comes uh-huh. in, big alert.
With a special, you know.
A lower third eye, you know. Uh-huh. Breaking
yeah.
news.
Yes.
Steve, Jefe, or what do you call it?
Yeah.
Jefe.
Esteban.
Takes Rosie for a walk.
He puts on a special headset.
Oh, I was
gets
waiting.
In the commander's chair and texts back.
I was waiting, man.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. I need to take delivery on the bike for sure.
That's fine. You know what we can do? Maybe this Saturday night, there's a big event. Maybe you and I can go off for a ride.
Where? What's that?
The World Naked Bike Ride.
Yeah, no, I've seen that before.
Huh?
That's not pretty. It's
yeah.
not people you want to see naked on
well,
bikes.
You know what? It
out of 100.
It was yeah. true at one time because early on, like, you know, 10 years ago, 12 years ago, whenever it mm-hmm. first started, you know, we went down to it. But these days, it's a little better.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's a much better, crowd. It's still, you know, you got to shield your eyes every once in a while.
I would not want to ride my bike with that with a group of people, even with my clothes on and their clothes on.
Yeah.
So, no, I don't think so.
The
other thing is I have my truck in the garage.
Oh, dude.
It takes up a lot of the garage.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty big. Plus, you're a Mexican. It's a pickup. It's a 59 Chevy.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, we're rolling around in the bed of that thing.
Yeah, it's true.
Making it all dirty.
Splintering it up.
Yeah. Yeah. Hold on, I've got some avocados in the house. I'll be right back. Guacamole.
Uh-huh.
It was making guacamole. So with the truck and my old bike.
Sure, sure.
And the new bike.
A lot of stuff
there was
going
too
on.
Much stuff.
That's cool.
What do I do with the old bike?
You can
give it to one of my kids or something?
Yeah, I'm sure. You know, that seems like a Mike mobile.
Yeah, remember Mike told me that was three gears and pedal brakes were enough?
Mm-hmm. Three's
knock
enough.
Knock yourself out, bro. As an old man, I cannot get off of a bike now that has coaster brakes. Sure. I need to have the bike locked down.
Really?
For the getting off of.
Yeah.
So that the handbrake comes in super handy for that. With the coaster brakes, that thing's still, it's in neutral.
It just keeps rolling.
You're getting off a bike in neutral.
Are there some bikes that have a coaster brake but also have one handbrake?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's real common in kids' bikes, too.
Yeah.
They'll do both.
But I need at least one. I can't have it in neutral.
Yeah.
I can't.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't negotiate getting off properly.
Yeah, especially that bike. Because that bike, you're kind of sitting down. It's that your feet are on the ground.
Yeah.
So you need to kind of hold it.
You really got to lift your leg over that thing.
Yes, you do.
It's kind of a big thing. Or back off of it, I guess.
Oh, that's nice. Dismount it like a lady.
Yeah. So anyway, so thanks, and but it's getting late, bro.
That's all right, man. You
know, 9:00, 9:15.
Shows up with a bag of burritos,
right?
Or maybe a little
churros, bunch of churros for you. Get you all sleepy.
You know, there's a new Mexican bakery right by Cocula, my Mexican restaurant.
Really?
Yeah, and I think they own it.
Cocula. That would be a good name.
Cacula.
Yeah, Bacula. I don't know.
Right next door?
Yeah. And I think that they own it.
Mm-hmm.
And they have, because there's a crudely mimeograph sign or something on the back door of Cocula. Like if you go to the bakery, you get one free piece of bread, which I think something was lost in the translation
there.
Uh-huh. I think they mean like one pon, you know, like a roll.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
know, like
yeah. a pon.
A pon. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm wondering if they have churros there, they probably would, right?
Most places do. You know, it's worth checking.
Yeah.
And you want to know when they make them.
Right.
And some places will make them for you.
Yeah, so I know, like in Pilsen. Yeah. I mean, that's the spot, right?
Yeah, there's a few of them. If you're going to order a dozen, they'll drop a dozen in for you, and you can stop by and pick them up fresh.
Yeah. And then I'd eat all 12 of them.
Yeah.
Good news. The Churro Factory is located at 600 East Grand, just around the corner from us here.
Wow.
In Chicago.
Oh, no. Really?
Good news.
That's bad news. That's bad news, man. Churro Factory.
Yep. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Looking at the Sunday funnel cake. Oh.
Really?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Nothing like fresh churros, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, In Spain, it's a real common thing, like on a Sunday morning, for the drunks. You know,
mm-hmm.
They have these mobile churro stations
in Spain or Mexico.
This is in Spain.
All right, you give it a kind of a paella feel today.
Yeah, I spent a lot.
Joe, bringing some paella.
Yeah,
you spent a lot of time Spain, there. Right?
Pardon me?
You biked through Spain.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I spent my early
20s rode his
there.
Bike. He rode his bike to Spain.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
He had like the aqua wheels on
yeah.
it. Yeah. It's pretty impressive. Didn't get a lot of coverage.
No.
I don't know why.
No, I know. Mm.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, they're like the little mini churros, and they'll give you a little cup of chocolate and a little dipping. And
yeah, oh, I've been involved in a situation like that in Spain, yeah.
Didn't you go to Pamplona? You were in Pamplona, right? I'm sure they had that all
I was in San Sebastian.
Okay.
Based out of San Sebastian, mm-hmm. and then we went up to Pamplona just for the running of the bulls.
Yeah.
And then we came back to San Sebastian. But, yes, I was involved in a lot of ham.
Mm-hmm.
The
jamon.
The jamon.
Yeah.
A lot of jamon eating.
Mm-hmm.
I just kept ordering plates of it up to my room. Mm. And
green olives.
Yeah, I didn't know about that. I just remember the ham and
chorizo, maybe.
No, it was just like ham and toasted bread.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of bread.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then the churros and the hot chocolate.
Yeah,
or chocolate. Mm-hmm.
Chocolate. Yeah.
And that's all you get. Free preview. Remember, but we've got more. Check out all of the Steve Dahl Network offerings and become a valued subscriber. Go to doll.com and sign up today. Offer not valid in Moldavia, Three Mile Island, and Jerkoffistan.